Happy Halloween. Welcome to this year's Halloween Blog Train. This is Mistress Audrey, and I wanted to give you a little taste of my Gothic Masked Ball. My Gothic Masked Ball happens once a year, invitation only, in a mansion lit by candlelight and secrets. You don't apply, you're chosen. And if the black wax-sealed envelope lands in your mailbox, you go. So here's your black envelope. Consider yourself invited. Jeremy wasn't invited. He'd only heard about the party in whispers and online rumors, stories of a secret Halloween ball where strange things happened, and one woman ruled it all, Mistress Audrey. The ball had come up a couple of times with his friends, who joked that it was a freak show, complete with girly boys. Secretly, he thought they were probably jealous because they weren't invited. For some perverse reason, Jeremy knew he had to go. He wasn't on the guest list. He wasn't even supposed to know where the mansion was. And yet, he found it. Just past midnight, Jeremy creeped in with a group of masked guests. He hugged the walls, his heart hammering in his chest. The air was thick with perfume. Velvet curtains billowed. Candlelight flickered. People in leather and lace floated past, beautiful and terrifying. He didn't belong. That was obvious. But he couldn't leave. Then she appeared. Mistress Audrey descended the staircase. Her black dress shimmered like oil in the light, hugging her perfectly. A silver beaded mask covered her eyes, and nothing escaped her gaze. She paused and looked straight at him. Jeremy froze. She stepped off the last stair and walked toward him. "You're not on the list," she said, eyes scanning him up and down like a specimen.
"I was, just curious?"
"Curious," she echoed. Then, after a long pause, "come." It wasn't a request. He followed her through corridors lit with flickering sconces into a private room full of mirrors and a table. When the door closed, the noise of the party vanished. Mistress Audrey faced him. "Take off your mask," she said. He obeyed. And the rest. Jeremy blinked.
"All of it?"
She didn't answer, just waited. His hands trembled as he began. Shoes, jacket, shirt, pants, boxers, until he stood naked, trying not to shake, trying not to show how hard he was getting. Mistress Audrey smiled. She stepped closer, something silver glinting like a piece of jewelry in her hand. It was a silver cage, and before he knew it, he was hers. This is Mistress Audrey, and I hope you enjoyed this taste of a Gothic masked ball, part of this year's Halloween blog train. To find out what happens to Jeremy, make sure to read my blog at adultphonesexchat.com.